Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for February 22nd. God is the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Psalm 24, 8 and 10. Have you ever imagined that you were a prince or a princess? Have you ever imagined that someday you would rule a kingdom all your own? Wouldn't it be great if we could all be princes and princesses? Sadly, it doesn't work that way. We can't all be princes and princesses. One of the songwriters in the Bible called God the King of Glory. What do you suppose it means to be the King of Glory? Doesn't a king normally have a kingdom and people to rule? How do you rule over glory? The word glory means great honor, praise, or distinction. The word king means one who is supreme or preeminent. If you put the two words together, King of Glory means one who is supreme or preeminent in great honor, praise, or distinction. God is the one and the only true King of Glory. He is the only one who deserves our worship and honor. We can praise people and things, but God deserves our highest praise much more than people or things do. The world does praise movie stars and sports players, talking all the time about how great so-and-so is. Someone who has a unique skill might be called king of it as a way of showing that he has earned high honor for himself. A great basketball player might be called king of hoops, or a great baseball player might be called king of diamonds. Usually, when one human being is famous for being good at something, he's only good at one thing. Some basketball players could never fix their car's engine. Some movie stars couldn't swing a baseball bat. But whose greatness should believers be constantly talking about? Who is the king who deserves the highest glory? That's really the question the songwriter is asking in Psalm 24. Who is the King of Glory? And both of these verses answer the same way. The Lord. Each of the verses gives different characteristics of God. He is strong and mighty, strong in battle, and the Lord of hosts. But the king who has all these characteristics is just one person, the one true God. How should we honor and praise the King of Glory? We can start by admitting God is who he says he is, and obey him, and behave toward others as though God really exists. We can sing songs to praise God, tell God we love him, and tell other people about how God is the only King of Glory. When we do right, we are giving praise to the Lord. God is the King of Glory, and we ought to honor him. Am I admitting and acting like God is the King of Glory? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for February 22nd.